It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you pray with us in prayer? Father, thank you for the dear saints of God. What a precious privilege and an honor it is to just bow and talk to our precious Heavenly Father. And God, I'm so glad because you're looking down. Your ears are open to our prayers. Your eyes behold us, Lord. And you invite us to pray. God, you invite us to even come boldly. And Lord, we come with confidence that you're going to hear us and that you're going to answer us. And God, thank you that salvation in Jesus Christ is so positive and so real and so total. And Lord, God, you said you'd never leave us nor forsake us. And Father, thank you that he that hath begun a work in us is going to perform it unto the end. And Lord, I pray, would you bless my brothers and sisters by the radio today? God, maybe they've gone through a battle and the devil's been badgering them, creating doubt and fear and everything else in their lives. But God, may we simply look to you and trust you and yield to you and Father, serve you and honor you. God, I pray you touch each soul today. And Lord, if there's one listening that's not saved, God, would you save them by your grace? Salvation is for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And God, help us to look to you and just trust you. God, would you be pleased to keep your hand on this little ministry? Let us be faithful. In Jesus' lovely name we ask it. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. What a joy it is to be with you again today. Well, here it is Friday, and as we look at the calendar, and then we look at the Bible. And as we look at the Bible, by God's grace, today we will be finishing up the little book of Acts in chapter 28. And we want to pick up verse number 28 just in a few moments. But before we do, I want to say thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. Thank you for helping us to send the Word of God out. We've got another shipment that we're processing and got a bunch boxed up and getting some more bagged up the way we send them. And then we're sending out Bible lessons into prisons every day this week. And God's so good. Is there anything more important than the Word of God? And thank you for believing in this and keeping going with it. And thank you for letting us have a part. And you have a part in this ministry. And pray for us. And may God bless you and touch each one of you. I mean that. I appreciate the saints of God. And I appreciate these radio stations that air our program faithfully. And we thank God for each one that listens to us and pray for us. I want to be real and just go on and serve the Lord. Now I want you to look, if you will, in the scripture here. The Jews have, Paul was as gentle with them as he could be. He said, I come to talk to you about the hope of Israel. He's proclaimed to them to the kingdom of God. Sit down with them and with the expounded the word of God out of the law of Moses. Hey, he didn't try to trick them. He took what they believed in and expounded it. The prophets that they believed in, and he proclaimed to them. He simply took the word. And folks, may we learn something here? No matter who we're dealing with, take the word of God and use that Bible. Hey, we've got every cult in the world loose anymore. They just dig out from under rocks and stumps and religion. It's got more corrupt right on down the line, our education system. Everything, our government, what do we need? God's people need to stay in the book and teach the word. Now, look at verse number 6. He said, saying, this people, they hear. And then in verse 27, they're blind. We pointed this out yesterday. But look at verse 28. Hallelujah. In other words, God wanted to heal Israel. All they had to do was come to him. But they just shut him out. Now, what did God have to do with Israel? He cut them off. And he engrafted in the Gentiles. Well, what did we get? What did we have? The Gentiles, the Jews had it all. They had the law. They had the truth. They had God. They had the blessings. They had the promises. We didn't have anything. But can I say to you in verse 28, be it known, therefore, unto you, that little therefore, because you have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, because you have pushed him aside, therefore, let it be known unto you that the salvation of God is sent, listen to this, sent unto the Gentiles. How was it sent unto the Gentiles? By the very Son of God when he came into this world. And the Jews had to reject him in person. And who receives him? Honey, I want to tell you something. Even you as a Gentile, you have to receive Jesus Christ in person, hallelujah. You have to receive the person of Christ to as many as received him. To them gave he power. And the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, that they will hear it. Oh, my soul, I'm glad that I heard the gospel one day and got born again and saved and in the family of God. Now look at verse 29. And when he had said these words, the Jews departed and had great reasoning among themselves. Folks, I want to tell you something. Reasoning does not get you saved. Receiving the person of the Lord Jesus Christ is what saves you. What is this saying to us? How does a Gentile get saved? To as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the Son of God. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. How does a Jew get saved? That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him, Jesus, from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Folks, I want to say to you, a Jew can be saved today under grace the same way old Gentile dogs like us got saved. Why? Because salvation of God. And what is this salvation of God? It's none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, look at the sweetness of the scripture here in verse number 30. And Paul, here he is. The Jews walked away and left him. He reasoned, he spoke to them the truth. And the great reasoning, they went off and went on their own way, scratching their head, thinking about it. I mean, was this right? Is this wrong? Where did we miss it? What have we done? Honey, I want to tell you, scratching your head don't get it done. Trusting Jesus is what gets it done. And Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house. All the days of traveling is over. He don't have to worry about a shipwrecking anymore. He don't have to worry about folks stoning him anymore. I mean, hey, he don't have to worry about arguments anymore. Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own house and received all that came in unto him. Oh, my soul, I don't know whether you see the sweetness of that. Here's the old man of God that's fought the battle. And I mean, after all, did he not say, I've fought a good fight? I've kept the faith. And he just waiting and looking for the Lord to come. Just waiting for the hour that it's all over. In other words, was he worried what Rome's going to do? Why, I believe in his heart he knows what they're going to do. And I mean, they're gonna get rid of him. Hey, they are later on. But right now, is he worried about it? No, he's enjoying the time of his life. God saved him to preach, and he's preaching. And all he received, all that came unto him. And verse 31, look what it says. Preaching, oh my soul, the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Why, was not this in verse 23 that he spoke to the Jews about the kingdom of God? Did he not say he wanted to talk to them about, in verse 20, the hope of Israel? And preaching, continually preaching the kingdom of God, teaching those things which concern what? The Lord Jesus Christ. Paul spent the last 2 years of his life preaching about the Lord Jesus Christ that saved him. Hallelujah! How many times do you think that he told them about his experience on the road to Damascus? Folks, don't get tired of what God's done for you. Just keep telling it. Just keep proclaiming it until Jesus comes.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.